Good morning, Jackson, Mississippi, and all surrounding areas. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. It starts now. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I am, of course, Clay Edwards. Even got the shirt on this morning to prove it with my very name on it there. Have you guys ever put on one of these, I call them like sweat tech, these Under Armour type shirts, wicking, sweat wicking materials, whatever they call it? They love to... how do I say it? Turn into lightning bolts. They are the most static consumed shirts I've ever put on in my life. I say all that to say, I got this shirt on right now and I took it out of the dryer, had a static pad and all that on it. But that was a couple days ago, hung it in the closet, put it on this morning, and I can feel every hair on my body from the waist up dancing. It's like it's all just standing straight up. My beard is being pulled straight to it. The hair on the back of my neck is standing straight up. I feel like I've been plugged into a light socket. I will be changing shirts as soon as I get off the radio. I'm sure I've got a t-shirt out in the car that I can put on. But hey, it looks good on Facebook Live, which we are streaming on the Save Jackson Facebook Live this morning. So if you want to see what the studio looks like, you want to see what my ugly mug looks like, if you don't already know, I am streaming live on the Save Jackson Facebook. We are also worldwide at WYAB.com. We're streaming there. The entire studio, entire lineup of guests, should I say, stream there live 24 hours a day. Our entire schedule does. And hey, did y'all know that we have Officer, oh man, as soon as I was going to say his name, the black dude, it's Officer Tatum. We have Officer Tatum here on at WYAB now. He comes on right after Kim Wade at 6 p.m. Officer Tatum is done very well for himself online, doing his podcast and streaming. He co-founded Blexit with Candace Owens. He's really good. I don't agree with him on everything, but I don't agree with anybody on everything. As most of you all know by now, if you've spent enough time around me, you know that we are probably going to have a disagreement at some point that's going to come to us not liking each other for a little while, and then we'll run into each other and like, oh man, I really wasn't mad. I'm sorry. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's life as being friends with Clay. You know, I was listening to, and we're going to get to all the news in just a minute. I was listening to an interview on the way in. Clay Travis with OutKick interviewed Greg Norman, and they've started this new golf organization, LIV, and the PGA's hair is on fire about it. It's been a really interesting follow to watch that whole thing. You know, opinions on Saudi Arabia backing it aside, it's still been very interesting. But Greg made a comment that I really, really liked. And obviously, it's very obvious, but sometimes you have to hear things for it to really resonate. He said, if you worry about what the people who don't like you think about you, the people who do like you won't like you anymore. And I think that is something I've really embraced the last couple of years since starting the Save Jackson platform and doing the podcast and eventually making my way to radio here, is if you worry about what your haters think, the people who aren't your haters, the people who support you, aren't going to like you anymore. And I think that's why we've watched this whole thing grow, because I think if y'all can say one thing about me, I do not care what anybody thinks about me. I hope the people that like me continue to like me. But if we get in the crosshairs, sorry, man, that's life. You know, we'll get back on there. So I'll say something you like at some point. Just keep listening. Or I'll say something you don't like at some point. Keep listening. That's as Kim Wade says, that's life in the big city. And hey, look, man. If y'all are not listening to Kim Wade in the afternoon, Kim is seriously talking about running for mayor of Jackson in the next election cycle. And I'm going to tell you, I really, in my heart of heart, I think Kim Wade, I think the time is going to be perfect for somebody like Kim Wade that, you know, to come in and clean house and have a legitimate shot at winning. I really do. I honestly do. I don't think he needs to run as a Republican or a Democrat. I think he needs to run as an independent, skip all the nonsense, go straight to the general election, and have the name on the ballot. He'll be the most popular name on the ballot, that's for sure. So, hey, if keep tuned in to Kim Wade, see what he ends up doing. All right, man, let's get the content started. After the first segment here, the phone lines will be open. You can call the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line at 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line, that has been a very popular means of communication on this show. It is 769-241-1944. I will read your text on the air as long as it's clean enough. Don't make me have to do the editing. I'm like Ron Burgundy. I'll read whatever you send me on the radio, because I do not proofread, unfortunately. Things come at me kind of fast, so try to keep it clean. Real quick, I didn't get to this yesterday, but I want to send our condolences out to the entire community of Brandon High School, the Brandon High School football team. They had a player pass away. That player is 17-year-old Philip Laster Jr. I believe, I mean, this is just me speculating. They haven't said. I'm guessing he passed away during or right after practice or something along those lines. I hadn't really been clear, so I'm not sure on that. If anybody knows for sure, let me know. And I want to say this. I did a video about this last night on my I can't believe it. It sounds so stupid when you say it, but I did a video about this, put it on my TikTok last night. But a lot of people reached out to me and said, do you think he was vaxxed? Do you think he was vaxxed? I sure hope not. I'll be honest. And not for any political reasons or anything like that, but more so because if he was and he passed away due to some complications from that and the heat and being a big boy, looks like he played offensive line most likely. It makes me fear that more deaths could come. If we're already getting one in early August, that more could come. So I really hope he wasn't, just for the sake of that, because I would be terrified if I was a parent and I had a kid out there playing football in this heat, with what that does to your heart and all that stuff, man. If football's dangerous enough, but to have the added dimension of some type of myocarditis, heart failure, or something like that because of the vaccine, it's terrifying, absolutely terrifying to think about. So anyway, prayers to his family. I saw his dad's Facebook post. We shared it on Save Jackson. Just heartbreaking. And again, we'll keep the Brandon High School football team, his family, obviously, and the community of Brandon in your prayers, and frankly, keep all our high school athletes in your prayers, especially your football guys. They're outside in that heat practicing right now, and it's tough, man. I don't like walking to and from my car in this heat, much less doing anything athletic. Give me my air conditioning. All right, on to the next thing. So it's taken a little while, but, since I started Save Jackson, I've been on this mayor's butt about everything. I was one of the first people online that I recall, especially in the city limits of Jackson, calling him out early. He's another guy that just got a job because it was a title. It's a title. It's like our White House spokesperson, Kier Jean-Paul, or Kier Paul, whatever her name is, the black lesbian. That's all she wants to be known as. I'm a black lesbian. You can't talk about me. She just wanted the title. I'm the first to do this. I'm the first to do that. I don't care. Just can you do it? I don't care if you're the first person or the last person to do it. Can you do the job? Anyway, so that's what Antar was doing. He was just like, I'm the anointed one. I'm the son of my father. My dad did this. Now it's my turn. It's my legacy. All that nonsense. And that's great if you're good at the job. It's like, oh, yeah, man. I mean, deep down, none of us are pulling for any of these people to do a bad job. We want you to do a good job because we need a functional city, which we do not have in Jackson. We do not have a functional city in Jackson. And I know people are like, well, Clay, you don't even live there no more. But it's still my capital city. My family lives there. My in-laws live there. A ton of my friends live there, and I grew up there. So sorry if I care about the cesspool that has become Jackson. I'm not going to apologize for that. But anyway, I say all that to say this. Headline here on WLBT. Frustrated homeowner urges residents to demand answers from the city about ongoing water issues. Haven't I been doing that for 5 years? I really feel like, where have y'all been? I've been telling y'all to get mad about Jackson's water woes and lack of infrastructure for no less than 5 years. Honestly, I could go all the way back to the early 2000s, where the entire 2010s, from about 2003 to about 2011, when I had the club downtown, I was complaining about stuff. Now, you would have had to have been following me on MySpace at the time. That was the MySpace days. you know, before we all jumped ship and I went over to Facebook. I sure do miss Tom. Tom would have never put me in MySpace jail. I saw a lot of crazy things on MySpace. Never once did I end up in MySpace jail or get my account deleted. Bring back MySpace. That's the real truth social. Anyway, look, here's this article here. It says a third boil water notice in just over a month has some Jackson residents boiling. They want solutions and are talking with neighbors about getting answers from the city. One longtime homeowner is asking other residents when enough is enough. It's a hassle, and it's scary, says Kay Allen. The North Jackson resident drives to Ridgeland to fill up empty juice and water bottles she saves for the next time Jackson issues a boil water notice. Having to do it a third time in just over a month is taxing. Empty water bottles are no problem to take up there, said Allen. I pile them up in a bag, but once they get full, they're a lot heavier, and so I have to make 4 or 5 trips to my car. The promotional product salesperson also says she's dealt with everything from inconsistent to inaccurate water bills and another issue, a water main rupture fixed in March of 2021 continues to leak, damaging the repaired street in front of her home. Water in it all the time. It never dries out, said Allen. She wants others fed up with the issues to take it to City Hall. She goes, we need to get together collectively, said Allen. I want my neighbors to come because my neighbors are concerned. I want other people across the city from every neighborhood to show up because we all have the same problem going on. So let me get this straight. They can't do the water. I mean, look, the water is a big deal. And I'm telling you, that is a problem they can't fix. That is not going to get fixed. It's not. If they can't get that money now, they're not going to get it. If Chakwe and Benny can't go to D.C. and get that money from Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and whoever else up there on the part of their three-headed Democrat monster that's running D.C. right now, you think they're going to get it when anybody else goes back up there? They should have got it from Trump. Trump would have given them that money, but they had to go protest that Civil Rights Museum opening. It's like, we ain't doing business with Trump. How'd that work out for you? If you live in Fondren, is Fondren in the Capital City Improvement District? I can't remember. I know Bellhaven is. I can't remember if it goes up to Fondren or not. But you can't even get 911 in the city of Jackson to respond to 911 calls inside the new Capital City Improvement District, otherwise known as the CCID. I was calling it, saying B the other day, CCID. You can't get water. At what point? At what point is it just all enough? At what point do you just revolt? It is time for angry citizens to get back down to City Hall and start raising hell. Quit holding this mayor's hand and these city council people's hand. This same city council, which we're going to talk about this in the next segment, this same city council voted 6-1 to sue the state of Mississippi over the constitutionality of high-speed pursuits. I wish to God that my family and friends loved me as much as these Democrats that are running Jackson love criminals and outlaws. You're listening to The Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back on 103.9 WYAB. Breaking rules when necessary. Welcome back into The Clay Edwards Show. This segment is going to be brought to you by Raymond Farmers Market. Get out there tonight. I believe, what is today? Wednesday. Yet the regular menu today, open for lunch and dinner. You can get one of their great burgers, sandwiches, or fresh made from scratch side dishes or appetizers. Fried green tomatoes, fried pickles, hand-battered onion rings. It's all hand-battered and all genuine Mississippi. Don't forget to join them. Thursday is barbecue night. Friday is catfish night, locally sourced right there in Yazoo City from Simmons Farms. And, of course, Saturday, the main event, steak night. And they got the 3-pound tomahawk, big enough to feed 3-pound ribeye. As well as if you want something a little smaller, a little more consumable for one person, they got a 10-ounce filet and a 16-ounce ribeye available also. And, hey, I believe as far as the regular menu goes, they have a ribeye steak sandwich available every day. And, of course, there's also a farmer's market. If you want to get your steak and go back home and cook it yourself, that is an option. out there at Raymond Farmers Market. You can check them out online, RaymondFarmersMarket.com. And on Facebook, just search Raymond Farmers Market. I ran into a couple people over the last few days that got out there and tried a steak and had nothing but great things to say about it. And, of course, I've been out there and eaten too, and I have nothing but great things to say about it. So get out there, support Raymond Farmers Market. Okay, let's go. Let's jump on some text real quick. There was a wreck, by the way, as I was coming in this morning. If you're coming I-20, let's see here. If you're coming I-20 East and you take the 220 North merge, there's a wreck right there. Right there at the interchange of the 220 interchange. If you're getting ready to go I-20 North, it's going to affect it going both directions, coming I-20 East and I-20 West. If you're going to merge there, there's a fire truck that had a lane blocked the way I was coming from Brandon, but the wreck was in the other direction if you were coming from, say, from Clinton. So it may be cleared up by now, but it didn't look like it was going to be cleared up anytime soon. Also, somebody texted in and did tell me that the football player from Brandon that passed away had also just moved there from Pearl. So condolences to his and prayers for his Pearl football friends and family as well. So let's see here. We got a few more texts on the Guns and Gear text line. Let's see. Hey, Clay, this is Jason. I couldn't hold on the break. I'm about to pick up a ride, but is there some type of class action lawsuit that the residents of Jackson could put together and sue the city of Jackson? I don't know. Is there an attorney that's willing to do a class action lawsuit pro bono? You would think we really need recall elections in Mississippi. I truly believe we need recall elections in Mississippi. Let's see here. There's been another wreck. This is the second one I've got on this. Appreciate Scott sending this in. Pretty bad wreck on I-55 at the Waterworks Curve. And somehow or another, a vehicle has ended up in between the two concrete barriers in the middle of the road, sideways. Have y'all ever seen those? Remember that Austin Powers scene where they're in the tunnel driving that little vehicle and they try to back it up and it gets completely wedged perfectly in between sideways? Like the walls had to be built around it to get it to fit that good. That's what this wreck looks like. So there's going to be delays in the Waterworks Curve as well. So I would say normally just get off and go through downtown Jackson, but that could be life or death. You may just want to wait it out on 55. Yeah, you really may. Also, I want to clean up one comment from my last segment. I was talking about 911 in the Capital City Improvement District. That wasn't a knock at the Capital City Improvement, Capital Police. That was a knock at city leadership punting the ball to the Capital City Improvement District when 911 calls. You should never tell a citizen that calls 911 in a city that they pay taxes in, here's the number to the police in your area. They have joint jurisdiction there for now. They can both respond to 911 calls. You're playing with people's lives. You're playing with people's lives. Just want to throw that out there. Chalkwe is playing with y'all's lives. If you live in Jackson, especially you white voters that gave Chalkwe your sympathy vote over there in Bellhaven, Fondren, in that area. This is the chickens coming home to roost. I told y'all he was a racist and does not like y'all. But you didn't listen to nobody. You listening now. Your ears are wide open now, aren't they? All right, let's jump into this story here before the next break. I did a video about this yesterday. It got about 200,000 views. People seem to be very interested in this. So, you know, we talked a lot yesterday when we had Nick McClendon with Richland, the chief there at the Richland Police Department down 49 there, about hot pursuits and police and coming into Jackson and all that stuff. And I know Kim talked about this on his show yesterday some too, but it's just too good. I got to hit this. This is from WLBT. Our hot pursuits constitutional? The city of Jackson is going to court to find out. WLBT, the constitutionality of high-speed police pursuits could soon be determined in court. Tuesday, the Jackson City Council voted 6-1 to file a lawsuit to determine whether the blanket authority allowing hot pursuits is protected under the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The council also approved a resolution to ask the state of Mississippi, the Mississippi State Legislature, to draft and enact uniform guidelines governing the chases, which have led to numerous deaths and injuries in the capital city. The council's actions come days after a high-speed police chase that began outside the city limits ended in the capital city, but only after it claimed the life of a postman working in a Jackson neighborhood. And then there was another one that didn't end in a, it ended in a wreck, but not a coming from Lakeland Drive. You know, I heard a rumor. You know, so the Flowood, I'm bouncing around here just a little bit, that the chase that happened a few days later coming from Flowood down Lakeland Drive, it ended in a wreck there. We put the video on Save Jackson, but I heard a rumor. So the police chief out in Flowood got suspended for a week. And this is, look, this is rumor. I hate bringing rumor to radio, but I think this is worth mentioning. They said that the mayor suspended the police chief because apparently the chase passed by his wife and daughter en route, and they got scared. She called, complained to him, and he went and raised a bunch of hell and all that. You know, if that's true, that is disgusting. I mean, look, I'd hate for my family to get blown by, you know, in a police chase. I mean, look, it can happen to anybody. But that ain't right. That ain't right. That's messed up. Anyway, so just a little food for thought there. It'll be interesting to see how all that comes out, because I've heard a lot of rumors about what's going on out there concerning that, and that being the main one. Doesn't look good. It's a bad look. We'll just say that. So anyway, Jackson loves their criminals. Absolutely loves their criminals. The fact that they are going to try to sue to stop high-speed pursuits is mind-boggling. You know, it is a tragedy when people get killed, when innocent people get killed in traffic stops, or I'm sorry, in high-speed pursuits that aren't involved in the high-speed pursuits. But sadly, people die in car wrecks every day that are other people's faults. When we trade, what's the saying? When we trade freedom for safety, we deserve neither. And that's kind of the same thing here, man. Nobody likes to hear it. But it's just life. I hate to steal another quote, say the same quote twice. It's life in the big city. These things are going to happen. And it sucks, man. And I know, as much as I've talked about it here, it's probably going to end up happening to me or a family member, unfortunately. You know, because that's just the way karma and life works. But that's life. You still can't quit fighting criminals. I'm sorry. That's one of my hills to die on. You have to pursue criminals. Otherwise, you know, they talk about this modern technology. We have crime fighting technology nowadays. Stokes said that. Well, why isn't that working in Jackson? Y'all had 20 carjackings dang near. 20 carjackings over the weekend. Where's the arrest? Where's this digital, virtual, futuristic technology, crime-fighting technology that's catching the criminals that are doing this? So we're supposed to assume that you're going to use that same technology that you can't even catch doing 20 carjackings in Jackson over the weekend to catch high-speed pursuits coming from another area? I just don't believe it. There's no proof. There's no proof in the pudding. So if somebody actually wants to come in and do a pursuit, you got to let it ride out. I mean, they're going to lose this. I mean, the city of Jackson's going to lose. There's going to be more money wasted. They could have gone to something like, I don't know, you're drinking water, paying police. How many police salaries could they have paid with the money they've wasted on just, say, the garbage lawsuit from the mayor's office? Or how much money they're going to waste with this lawsuit? Or how much money they wasted going to consulting firms to tell them that the zoo, to finally get the answer they wanted on the zoo, to keep it where it is? You know, how much money have they wasted? that could have gone to law enforcement. Because your tax base is going to steadily erode if you have crime. It's not, none of this is going to matter if people who pay taxes, property taxes and sales tax, business owners, don't want to be here. You know, I heard a story the other day from a very credible source. I got to take a break after I say this. From a very credible source that some real deal, very prominent local developers, business owners, business leaders went to the mayor and had a meeting with him back during the last water situation. And he told them, why haven't y'all brought me a Topgolf yet? This is before it was announced in Madison. They're trying to figure out what the city's going to do about water. And he's mad at them because they haven't brought him a Topgolf. That's what you got in Jackson, guys. Mayor's more worried about getting a Topgolf than you having safe drinking water or 911 answering your phone calls. You're listening to The Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back on 103.9 WYAB. Breaking rules when necessary. Welcome back into The Clay Edwards Show. This segment's going to be brought to you by Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutters. Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutters in Pearl wants to help you determine who to use when you are seeking roof repair or work on your gutters. You need to choose a qualified, certified company that has a local brick and mortar building and a company that has been in business longer than 2 years and offers a warranty. Complete Exteriors has a 4.9 Google review and has been in business for over 16 years. Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutters can provide you with a professional and honest look at your roof and gutters. Complete Exteriors, quality without compromise. When you want someone you can trust, contact CompleteExteriorsMS.com. All right, man. We have got some text here on the Guns and Gear text line. Let's see. Scott texted in and says, you mean all those blue flashing light cameras can't catch just one of 20 carjackings? Waste of money. Hashtag cancel the cams. I'm like, hashtag cancel Big Brother. You know, he makes a great point. I tend to forget about the fact they had those blue flashing lights going on when they installed those cameras. Why would you cut on the blue flashing light? I can make an argument that for the other side that says, well, Clay, you want the criminals to know where not to commit the crime. You say that more police presence would deter crime. Agreed. But what if they just decide to go around the corner where there's not a blue flashing light? I mean, sometimes you need to catch a criminal in that. I mean, let's just be honest here. That's why they do bait cars and stuff of that nature. Sometimes you got to put the steak on the plate for them. Let's just catch them doing it. You can stop them in the act. Or at least be able to record them. I get police can't be everywhere. The cameras can. If you're going to have the cameras, don't tell them where they're at. Good Lord. I mean, let's just be honest here about these cameras. Let me tell you, if you want to catch criminals doing bad stuff, here's where you put the cameras. In front of facing at every Jackson gas station. And nightclub. That's it. Put, especially gas stations. Just put the cameras right there. End of story. How about, since it seems to be such a problem there along the King Edward Daiquiri Bar, Mayflower stretch of Capitol Street, how about put one there? How about put one right there, facing back down towards Harvey Johnson's Clock Tower train station? Just face them. Let's watch it. Put it on a live stream. Let us all watch it all the time. And we can make our own minds up with what's going on with it. All right, on the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line, we've got a caller. Hey, caller, you're on there.
Good morning, Clay. It's Jason again.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm good, man. On the way to pick up another ride. Your comment about this, the camera situation. Man, you can't tell me that a police force that can't keep enough officers up and down the road has the ability or the revenue to have somebody sitting in a room with 500 video monitors monitoring those all the time. You just can't make me believe that.
Yeah, I mean, I got a buddy of mine that's part of that crew over there, and I'm going to have to talk to him. They've offered me an opportunity to come over there and tour the facility, and it may be the world's nicest facility, but like you said, if they don't have enough people to watch it, or at least if you can't go back and say, okay, let's here's where this carjacking happened, let's pull up a camera at that intersection. If you had, let's just, the number's right at 18 to 20. I think I just kind of rounded up to 20. Goodness, if I was wrong by one or two, I apologize. But if out of 20, you didn't have a camera at any of those locations, maybe it's time to reconsider where your cameras are at.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But like you said earlier, Clay, if you put it in front of every gas station in Jackson, you know where those areas are. And like you said, you're not going to put up a flashing billboard, saying, hey, don't do anything right here, we're watching.
I mean, that's no different than putting a sign in your yard that says, I am not a gun owner.
Yeah, Clay, it's not like putting an open sign 24 hours a day in front of a jewelry store and saying, hey, just come on in and get it.
No security provided. No cameras here.
Exactly, man. It just doesn't make any sense. You know what? I am really and truly hoping that in the next election cycle that Mr. Kim Wade makes a valiant effort. And, hey, you know what? Maybe this will be the turnaround point.
Well, you know what's unique about it is if Kim stays on the radio, there's the equal airtime law. That means that the door would be open to somebody running against him to come and sit here and have to debate him on the radio every day. So it will be a very interesting time.
Clay, I believe we're running into the same deal about the guest Cassidy deal. You know, the equal airtime law, I understand it, but there is no way that the administration that is in Jackson right now will share any airtime, unfortunately.
No, they won't. I mean, they only do very good. This administration is so eerily similar to the Biden administration and this wall they have around Biden. It's like you're nobody in the media is allowed to criticize the mayor or ask him any questions that aren't pre-scripted. I'm very disappointed in our local television and print media, with the exception of Kingfish and Therese Apel. And Therese kind of stays out of Jackson for the most part nowadays, unless it's a court case, and kudos to what she's doing right now. But if it weren't for Kingfish, I don't think anybody, and what I do is different. I don't consider myself a reporter. What Kingfish does, if it weren't for him, I don't know that we would know anything that's going on in Jackson.
No, I don't believe you would either, Clay. I do not. Well, man, have a great day. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk at you later.
Stay good. Stay safe, brother. Peace. All right, appreciate Jason calling in this morning. You know, to the point about I was just making about Kingfish and Therese over at Dark Horse Press, Judge Wooten basically put a gag order on the media yesterday, or attempted to, all because of Therese. She does not like Therese for some reason. Says that she's unbiased, or says that she's biased, I'm sorry. And I think it's clearly obvious there's only one biased person in that courtroom, and it is that judge. They are trying to railroad Anthony Fox. They won't. To convict a hero cop for murder. The defense is not the defense. The prosecution's evidence is terrible. Their witnesses have been terrible. It's all blown up in their face. Come to find out, the guy, after he got arrested, ended up at one of these rent-by-the-hour hotels and was allegedly selling drugs or something or another before he died. I mean, come on, man. What are we doing? What are we doing? Anyway, kudos to Therese. Keep pushing. I sent her a text yesterday, told her how proud I was of what she's doing with this court stuff. Because every now and then, you just need to tell somebody, hey, man, you were doing a good job. You were doing good. Keep pushing. A lot of people had not been paying attention to this trial. But I think with Judge Wooten trying to kick the media out yesterday and put a gag order on everybody over social media posts, that it's bringing attention to this trial finally, outside of this show and a couple others. You know, and as I was saying about Kingfish and what he does with the Jackson Jambalaya website, you got to have opposition. You got to have people covering these local politicians or state politicians, these politicians. You know, like the Jackson Free Press, for example. Mississippi Free Press. I don't like them. I could care less for them. But they attempt to hold our legislature and our conservative politicians accountable. So I can't appreciate that. What is it? Anna Wolf, am I saying her name right, with the girl with the Mississippi Free Press or Mississippi Today, whichever one it is that's been doing the welfare scandal. That is great reporting. That is great investigating. And we need more of that. I just wish we had that same energy for our Democrat colleagues here in Mississippi. Because they seem to just have a free pass to rob, steal, and kill as much as they want. And it's disgusting. You're listening to The Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back with our last segment of the day on 103.9 WYAB. Breaking rules when necessary. We're back. Welcome back into The Clay Edwards Show. And be sure to get out there if you're car shopping and check out Mack Hike of Flowood right over there at Lakeland Drive and Airport Road. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. They got a ton of pre-owned inventory, good credit, bad credit. Man, they got you taken care of right out there at Mack Hike. You can shop them online at MackHikeCDJRF.com. Go see Corey, Abe, Hunter, Brendan, and Parker. That's your management team out there. Great folks. And really innovative sales staff, man. They really use social media well out there, and that is that is something I really like to pay attention to. Great team out there. All right, man, let's wrap up with a couple texts. This was on my Facebook last night. This is from a buddy of mine, Russell, listens to the show. Great guitar player out there too, man. He says, hey, they had the funeral today of the fella that was killed in the mail truck. They sent this last night, so he was talking about yesterday. They had the funeral of the mail carrier yesterday that got killed by the guy in the pursuit. And he asked the question, you know, what kind of justice do you think will be brought to the guy fleeing that caused the wreck? Well, I say it should be capital murder. You know, somebody died while he was in the process of committing another crime, but unfortunately, I don't think that's how that worked because it was not an intentional. It wasn't like he pointed a gun and pulled the trigger. So I would assume maybe, look, I'm not a lawyer, but second degree or manslaughter or something along those lines. And what I learned yesterday from police chief of Richland, Nick McClendon, was in a pursuit, the most you're going to do, it doesn't matter if it's from the coast all the way to South Haven, 1 year, as long as you don't kill anybody or commit any other crimes within the pursuit. You know, I don't know what the charge would be if it's a murder. You know, it led to a death and his vehicle hit it. So it's a murder. You know, I know, like, for instance, I'm not sure if this is in Mississippi. I think it is. But I know in Alabama recently, like three or four kids broke in a house. One of the kids got killed. One of the kids got killed by the homeowner. And one of the other kids that broke in the house, or both the other kids, got charged with first-degree murder. So it's because the death happened while they were in the process of committing a crime. And they were black kids, so there was a big race thing made about it. But I don't think that really mattered. I don't think the race was relevant to that. Anyway. So I wonder if that's something similar, say, in a car chase. You know, I'm getting a little off track here, but in my mind, it's first-degree murder and it's capital murder. And, you know, he should be put in the chair for it. Enough said. All right, man. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Only an hour-long show today. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll have Anson Walker in the studio for the second half of the show. Jim Thorne is up next, followed by Mike Madison, Dana, Jameson, and Kim Wade. See y'all tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. as The Clay Edwards Show discusses all that is going on in and around the city of Jackson.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Right here on 103.9 WYAB.